Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Luis Salazar. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Pettis. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jackson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Pitching for the California Angels, Don Sutton. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Little applying the tag. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Little reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Angels, 1. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little strikes out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces can't make a play. That's a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0 for 1 in the game. Pettis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Boone makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Guillen moves to third. 2 outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeCinces strikes out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salazar. The throw from Boone and he is out, Schofield applying the tag. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Baines reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jones throws the ball into Grich who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Baines scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. Pettis takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Nelson Pettis moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Nelson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gielen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Gielen reaches second base with a double. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Daryl Boston now playing center field. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeCinces hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Salazar can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jones moves to second. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston. Boone reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Grich moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Juan Agosto now pitching. Daryl Skonnier's pinch hits for Dick Schofield. Juan Benitez pinch hits for Daryl Skonnier's. Tim Hewlett now playing third. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez strikes out. Two outs. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pettis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Gerber now playing shortstop. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pettis. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Al Holland now pitching. Mike Squires pinch runs for Joel Skinner. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Law bunts towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Squires moves to third. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball towards right. Jones catches it and throws to Carew, who relays to second to double up Law. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 3. The Angels will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carew strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-3 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Downing moves to second. Two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. DeCinces takes first base on ball 4. Rufino Linares pinch hits for Rupert Jones. Rufino Linares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Linares hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Downing scores. DeCinces moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Dan Spillner now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Linares. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Linares steals second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. DeCinces scores. Linares moves to third. Grich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Craig Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gerber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Rufino Linares now playing right field. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Corbett, and towards Gerber, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little bunts towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Gary Pettis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pettis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pettis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-4 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Mark Hill. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field. Linares settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Pettis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Carlton Fisk now catching. Bob James now pitching. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Devin White pinch runs for Doug DeCinces. Rob Wilfong pinch hits for Rufino Linares. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Boone strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and California Angels, 5. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.